Business news now from Petula Martin.
Thanks, Mary. The government says a new EU law aimed at tackling greenwashing will strengthen the rules around the social and environmental information that companies have to report. The Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive has been signed into law and will be introduced on a phased basis from January 1st next year. To explain what it means for businesses, we're joined by Fidelma Boyce, assurance partner with PwC Ireland. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
This is a big change in corporate reporting. What companies will be required to report on sustainability as a result of the new law?
Absolutely a big change, Petula, and almost 50,000 companies will report on these disclosure requirements globally. In an Irish context, over the next number of years, our public companies and private companies, which are large, will be required to report. So what that means is PLCs will report in early 25 on their 24 information, then large companies will report in 26 on their 25 information. If you think about large companies, they hit two of the three requirements, 250 employees, balance sheet of 25 million and turnover over 50 million.
What information do firms need to gather and report to meet these EU laws?
Yeah, a great question. I mean, there's a lot of sustainability reporting out there, but what this is intended to do is to have a common set of standards that people report to make sure it's comparable across those peer companies and equally make sure that it's trusted because it brings in an assurance requirement. So you'll be disclosing information across environmental, social, governance and human rights. So you might be talking about your greenhouse gas emissions, how much bioplastic you produce, but equally your diversity statistics as well.
Now, you mentioned common standards of reporting. Like, could firms put a positive spin on an environmental policy that they've introduced, or will they be able to do that?
So, I mean, ultimately, this sets out a set of rules and principles that you have to comply with, figure out which ones are applicable to you, and then make sure that they're capable of being assured. I mean, the biggest challenge here is making sure you have the data to make those disclosures and make sure that it's at a good quality level. This is intended to be at the standard that financial statement reporting already is at.
Is that going to be costly and labour intensive for firms?
Absolutely. With any compliance or regulation comes a cost. But ultimately, what we're seeing from the clients that we work with is that those that are further along in their journey, they're seeing benefits already. So they see this as having a competitive advantage. And within our survey, we saw a third of people saw that could result in cost savings and increases in revenue.
And also in that survey, you found that preparing to report is leading companies to give more weight to sustainability in business decisions. And
Absolutely.
We saw that the EPA this morning are publishing their figures saying that there was a 6.8% reduction in emissions last year. I wonder if work has already begun in getting ready for this directive. Have businesses maybe contributed to that?
Absolutely. And as I said, there's a set of disclosure requirements already out there. So some people are already complying with that. But what we're seeing in our survey is that 75% of people are making these decisions or have dedicated committees at the executive level and ultimately see the benefits that can be arisen from that.
Will the reports be publicly available? Because investors are going to be interested in this.
Absolutely. It's going to form part of your director's report within your annual financial statement. So this isn't once off, it's every year you're going to have to report on this.
Is non-compliance an option?
No, the set of rules and you have to comply with the laws and regulations.
Okay. And are companies ready for the Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive?
So within our survey, two thirds of people said that they were ready to do this, but obviously identified some challenges. The key thing being the availability of quality data to make these disclosures. You're talking about interacting with new parts of your organisation, like your legal department, your HR department, but equally it introduced a new concept around value chain, which means you have to talk to your suppliers and your customers, gather data for them and make those disclosures within your reporting.
So a lot of work, but this is positive for the environment, for business, for investors, all around.
Absolutely. I mean, this is all coming out of the EU Green Deal. And, you know, the aim here is that we know sustainability matters to people in the public domain, to your customers, to your employees, to your investors. And ultimately, we want economic decisions to be based off this sustainability reporting. So finance and capital flows towards sustainability decisions. And ultimately, it's led by these disclosures.
Fidelma Boyce, assurance partner with PwC Ireland. Thank you very much for coming into us this morning.